Hi, this is Phil Hendry, and all of the characters and voices and different things you hear on the show today will be voiced by me. Have a good time. Hope you enjoy.
Well, thank you. And this is Margaret Gray. And are you done, Phil?
Yeah, I'm done. Why do you think I got more to say?
Well, you looked a little tentative, but anyway, welcome, everyone. This is Margaret Gray with General Galen Shaw.
Thank you, and with me is Bud Dickman.
Yeah, and Robert Leonard.
Yeah, Margaret Gray.
Yes, I'm Margaret Gray.
All right, so that's the second time we've...
And thank you. And now, Phil Hendry.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the program. There's Fetty. That's called Jimmy Choo.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
Ugly news having to do with...
Get that song, I Got a Gal in Kalamazoo.
Will you shut up with that?
What's wrong with you, man?
You know, Dickman, if it wasn't for the fact that I would be put in jail for a good long while, I think I would pull a little bit of that ISIS deal with you, you know? Put you in a cage and...
What are you talking about?
God, General.
Well, what is this guy talking about Kalamazoo?
He said...
The song, I Got a Gal?
It's... Oh, no, I don't...
What? Just shut up.
I get it ready.
I don't want to hear I Got a Gal from Kalamazoo. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
No, man, don't you understand?
Bud, come on.
It's just a song.
Yeah, it's just a song, all right. Anyway, thanks a lot for dropping that bummer into the middle of everything.
God, Jesus, Dickman, you know what? If it wasn't for the fact that I'd go to jail for a good long...
Yeah, we understand, General. Anyway, welcome to the program, folks. What we do have on tap for you today, as we say on tap...
Say that, Mr. Henry. Yeah, what does that mean?
It means that, like a beer or any beverage, it's on tap. Let's go over to the tap.
Oh, so you go to the tap that says, biscuits.
No, breakfast.
That's not breakfast. It's Brexit. Brexit.
What'd you say it is?
Brexit.
Is that breakfast?
It ain't breakfast, okay?
Well, how come you say...
Well, breakfast is what you have... Oh, I'm sorry.
We're not... See, every time you get hung up with that word breakfast, all of a sudden we start using it like it's a real word. It's not a real word.
Yeah, and yet, Mr. Hammer, you said you learned that when you were a tiny kid.
Yeah, you said you learned it as a kid.
Well, it is true. They've got you there, Phil.
Oh, yeah, they got me there. Since in other words, since that's what I called breakfast when I was three, therefore that...
Yeah, well, I mean, that's part of the show.
No, it's not.
What about Todjigin?
Todjigin? We're what? You mean television?
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen, this is the argument we've had with Phil for quite some time. If it is part of his psyche, it's part of our psyche. You understand? And so...
No, I don't think they do.
Yes, they do. And so we are won't... You know what that word means, right?
Yes, it means we're inclined to.
Yes.
It means that, you know, that you want something.
I knew he'd say that.
Hey, come on.
It means we are won't to use those words.
All right, well... No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so is that breakfast?
I'm going to kick your ass if you say breakfast one more time.
But Mr. Hendry...
I'm going to kick your ass if you say breakfast. Go ahead, say it.
Breakfast.
Not you, him. I'll kick your ass, too.
Phil, forget about it. It's not breakfast, it's Brexit.
Yes, Brexit. And we're going to have on the show today to talk about Brexit... The very, very esteemed Pastor William Rennick. So what do you think of that?
Yeah, but what is it?
Brexit is Britain leaving the EU. It's a vote that they took or will be taking. And apparently the mayor of London threw his support behind England or Great Britain or the UK leaving the EU. And the only reason we're going to talk about this is because it's probably going to have ramifications for our country and elsewhere. Great Britain, a significant ally and friend and a member of the European community for many, many years, they leave the EU, you know.
Well, the EU, is my understanding, if the UK, and I'm not trying to throw a bunch of initials, but it's the UK.
Yes, and the UK is thinking of leaving the EU.
Would you mind clearing your throat?
Not at all.
Blah! Jesus.
Yeah. And so the EU is the UK, and
The EU is the European Union.
Yes, the European Union and the UK...
Miss Gray, you said European Union.
I didn't say European.
But you said European Union.
You know, sir.
Where were you going?
To the bathroom. And you know why?
Dad, take a dump?
You got it.
Oh, God.
Yep.
There's Glade on the upper shelf.
Thank you.
So, yeah, EU,
You?
No, E, U, is Britain is going to leave. They think maybe they will, maybe they won't. I personally don't think they should, but Pastor Renick is going to be in here to talk about that. We also have Don Mixa. Actually, Larry Grove is going to be talking about Jeb Bush splitting from the race. Republicans, General?
Well, Jeb Bush, you know, bless his heart, but he was no match for that guy Trump, who was mocking him and laughing at him and pointing and going, ha, he, he, he. Yeah, let me tell you, if I were Jeb Bush and that guy Trump tried to pull that with me, I'd turn around and I'd pull that hair of his off.
Yeah, that's the best idea in a million years.
Pull his hair? That's his real hair.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That is his real hair. Well, I'd muss it up so he looked like about 500 different versions of a jackball. And then, if he gave me any more lip, then I'd pull his pants down. And if...
Yeah, that's fantastic, Jim. That's exactly what he means.
Oh, yeah, that would be very, very adult.
Hey, what he's hoping is that I would assault him. No, I wouldn't. I'd yank his pants down, mess his hair up, pull his tie. Forget it.
Well, I'm General, there's nothing you can do.
Nothing I can do.
There doesn't seem to be anything anybody can do to stop Donald Trump, and there may be no reason to stop Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, right. Boy, you are really something.
What, Margaret?
I overheard that. I want in on this. Phil, all you do in the background before we go on the air is talk about what Donald Trump, how much you can't stand him.
I don't like the guy. I'm not making no bones about that. Look, I was raised by a salesman, okay?
Here we go.
Yeah, that's right. Here we go. I was raised by a salesman. My father was a salesman, okay? And one of the things that my father never stopped doing was talking. That's what salesmen do. They talk. They don't say anything, but they talk. And they'll throw in stuff. And here's their thing. Now, I know a lot of people think they're hearing something, but Trump is like, listen to my dad. My dad would be like, ah, bah, bah, bah. And let me tell you something. And here's what else I got. I got something else for you. Now, hold on for a minute. I know you don't like that. Here's something. And you know what else we're going to do? And you know what else we're going to do? And when I listen to Donald Trump, I listen to my father. I'm not saying my dad was full of crap. I'm not saying that my father did not have the best of intentions. But that's what sales guys do. They just keep you thinking. They keep your attention. And they promise. And they promise. And they promise. Now, how many times have you been sitting there?
Phil, we know about salespeople, don't we?
Well, I like what Phil's saying here.
Well, I don't know. I mean, yes, I'm sure you do. But how many times have you been sitting there with a vacuum cleaner that a sales guy sold you?
Where?
Like at your house.
You don't sell me a vacuum cleaner there.
Oh, come on, Margaret. Will you just, you know.
Deck a door to door.
A door to door? You dirty-minded.
Wait a minute. What's dirty about that?
Door to door.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It is filthy.
Yeah.
What's filthy about door to door?
Well, you really want us to tell you? Oh, yeah.
Oh, get out of here.
Phil, there are terms you don't use. There is a back door. There's also
Margaret.
No. There's tag team, and then there's door to door. So.
Well, you know what? If you get your mind out of the sewer, I'm going to use the term door to door.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, you better get Chris Norton on the phone.
I'll direct who gets on what phone. Don't do it, bud.
Well, I need to call Chris Norton to figure out.
No, you don't need to call Chris Norton to figure jack shit out. Do you understand?
God, Mr. Henry, you know, you're really losing it.
Phil, you are losing it a little bit.
But wait, I'm telling you about Trump, okay?
Go ahead.
So Donald Trump is a salesman, and if you grew up with salespeople, if your father or your mother were salespeople, you know what I'm talking about. They're always talking. They're always talk. And they tell you all this great stuff, and they tell you everything's going to happen good. And they tell you, hey, well, by the way, well, what happens? Well, if you get a word in edgewise, and you say, well, what happens if the product breaks down? Well, let me tell you if the product breaks down. First of all, it's not going to break down. First of all, I tell you right, there's a guarantee. See the guarantee? The guarantee says that it'll never break down. Let me tell you, I've sold this to these guys, and you know, just between you and me, let me tell you, my wife has one of these. I own six of these, just between you and me. Right? Now the guy leaves. And there you are with the vacuum cleaner. And what happens when the vacuum cleaner breaks down? Well, he ain't here anymore. And then you get on the phone number of the thing that he gave you. And
what do you mean you get on the phone number?
Yeah. You call it.
Yeah, I mean, you call it, yeah.
Well, Phil, it's a good question.
Okay, great. So you call up the number that he gave you. And you talk to the people, and you find out that you got to box up the vacuum cleaner, go down to the damn post office, mail the damn thing back, and then maybe in a couple of weeks it comes back and it's fixed. Or you got to take it to the service center. All kinds of hassles, all kinds of horse dung, all kinds of bull crap ensues that nobody told you anything about while you sat there all agog and aghast and just all grooving on this guy's big fat mouth and stuff he had to say. And I'm telling you, that's Trump.
Now, wait a minute, Phil. You can't just go away when you're the president of the United States.
That is a very good point. So, in other words, if things go south, as you like to say, Phil.
Yeah, well, he's not leaving.
No, he's not leaving. One thing Trump will do is he'll blame other people. He's going to be there. But look at what I told you. Look what these guys are doing. They're not letting us do it. You know?
Well, who's what, are you going to blame Congress?
Of course he'll blame Congress. Look at everything I promised you, everything that I said I would do for you. And look at these guys. They're not doing it. Oh, yeah. If you think Trump was beautiful, you know, marshaling those people in the crowd to beat up that guy and throw him out of the hall. Remember that guy that was...
The man was... I thought he was being crude, right?
Yeah, he was yelling F you and everything.
No, he wasn't. He was just saying he didn't like Trump. And so he had those guys says, yeah, throw him out. If you think he's a rabble-rouser and incites the mob in that situation, you watch him when he's president. Because that guy's got he doesn't care.
You know, Phil, you're breaking your own rule here. You're sort of campaigning on behalf of someone.
Who?
Well,
anybody but Trump.
Yes, anyone but Trump.
I'm not even campaigning against Trump. I just know these guys, you know. Look at my father, I loved him. And still do, though he is no longer with us. But he was, I'm telling you, they don't shut up and they just keep pitching and they keep running. I'll tell the story a million times, I'll tell you again.
Not the what about the glass case? Come on, Phil.
Oh, we've heard this one, Phil.
Well, I'm going to tell it again. My old man says to me, being a salesman is to take out a glass case that you put your glasses in, take the glasses out of it, show it to a guy and say, you want to buy a wallet? And even though you know it's not a wallet, he says, you give me 15 minutes, I'll have you believing this is a wallet, and I'll have you preferring this over any other wallet you've ever seen.
I've never heard this one.
Oh, this is Phil's go-to story.
Yeah, it's my go-to story about salespeople, good ones. Here's a wallet. That's Donald Trump. And I'm not necessarily saying it's bad, but I am saying that when stuff goes wrong, when things break down, when what the guy said to you would happen doesn't happen, now you've got a problem. Now you got to find the sales guy. Now you tell me.
Well, it depends on the salesperson.
Of course it does.
Oh, Phil, and who are you mocking there when you went about the salesperson?
Well, he didn't say that.
Well, who were you mocking there?
Yeah, who? What individual person? We got to know.
I'm going to reach over and kick you. I'm just anybody, you know.
Even a man, because that didn't sound like a man.
All right, I'm done. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, Phil.
No. World-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. I do have to get over here to our friend Bob Bacon. He's got the traffic for us here on the... Wow, what is that?
I don't know.
I do have to get over here to our friend Bob Bacon. He's got the traffic force out there this morning. Bob, how's it going?
Hey, Phil, outbound the street right here. We're outbound right now to the inbound. I got inbound and outbound. Tell you something right now. Did you hear the one about the lady who was walking bull-legged? She said, I had a lot of inbound last night. I'm talking about the Sky Boy.
Hey, Bob, we got 515 freeway right around the town. We look like a little bit of that. And a little bit of pap and a little bit of spit up in his mouth. Here he is. He is Boy Sky Baby Sweet Pan. That's a one day.
Bill, that's on down there. And we're not going to crash the plane here. Got to go back. Got to go back. I'm Becky in here. 9 pounds swig of meat.
Oh, boy, they did it.
Yes, they did do it.
What happened?
Well, that Bob Bacon said he was going to lock out with his 9 pounds of swinging meat, and you can hear there was a problem.
Yeah, Bob Bacon. Just want to make sure. Bob Bacon.
What? Hey, Bob?
Yeah, the brother said that.
The brother said that. Look at the brother.
Well, it was dead. Why don't you take it and stick it right at the up the diaper?
Oh, you never got the fucking
mother. Yeah!
Oh, I'm telling you, those people have lost it. They lost it years ago.
You got that right.
All right, folks.
There was a dispute as to the lockout.
Well, Bob Bacon wants to use 9 pounds of swinging meat, and baby make three, you know.
Same Sky Baby.
Yeah, whatever, man. Sky Baby wants to, you know, crash it into a water tower.
Yeah, and Sky Baby has been crashing it into a water tower here the last few shows.
Into a water tower.
Well, whatever it is he's crashing it into, he prefers water towers.
Well, we must find a water tower for him now, shouldn't we?
I don't know, and I don't care. I'm just reporting what is it again?
Yeah, it's SBN.
I'm reporting SBN. And what is SBN Sky Baby News? You got it, friend. And I don't stutter.
All right.
Well, Phil, you asked.
Yeah, I sure did. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, PhilHendryShow.com, baby. To the world famous Phil Hendry Show on this Monday morning from the El Pacifico in Southern California, where the weather's been sweet.
And thank you, Phil, for covering up the laugh with that cough that you needed to cough.
I did, yeah. I'm still getting over that cold. I can't believe it.
Yeah, that flu shot is what worth it.
I'm telling you, bud, the flu shot is totally worth it, man. I know me. I know my history, man. I know that, why am I seeing Bill Cosby on my TV?
Because he's going to depose his wife, Camille. You ready for that?
That Camille Laird, the lady that's got her hair cut in a butch cut?
It's not a butch cut. It's a style cut. All right, not a butch cut.
Well, it looks like a butch cut. Anyway,
that poor woman.
Yeah, that ain't going to be fun. What the hell am I talking about? Oh, yeah, that cold, man. I'm telling you, bud, the flu shot is every bit is, you know.
What are you talking to me about it for?
Oh, I mean, Robert.
No.
The flu shot is where it's at, baby. All right. We have to get over to Harvey Wehrman, man, because he's got some news for us here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Harvey, how's it going?
Hey, Phil, good morning. This is Harvey Wehrman, and this is the Phil Hendry Show, Harvey Wehrman News Break. The British pound plummets day after Boris-backed brisket.
And Boris-backed Brexit.
Oh, okay. A day after London Mayor Boris Johnson, is that the...
Yeah.
Threw a bombshell into British politics by backing the British brisket from...
It's called Brexit. We've had this argument this morning.
Brexit, okay. From the Rapuaba, Ruahapia.
European.
Oh, a European yowling onion from the Rapuaba onion. What the hell is that?
European Union.
European Union. All right. God.
Well, come on, Harvey.
I've got it. The financial world felt the ricotta. What does that mean?
The financial world felt the ricochet.
Well.
World.
The financial world felt the ricochet Monday as the pound plunged in.
Plunged.
Plunged in value. As of midday in London, the British currency had experienced a more than 2% drop against the dollar.
2%.
Yeah, it must probably take a big...
Probably be cheap to take a vacation in England.
You got that right. Reaching its lowest level in 7 years, the sell-off of the pound sterling came as markets reacted to a move that
analysts.
Well, Phil,
come on, Harvey, for Christ's sake, it's analysts.
It looks like analysts to me.
Yeah, I'll bet it would.
Why, you dirt?
Come on, Harvey.
Let me tell you something. I won't forget that.
Do me a favor. Don't forget that.
Come on, man. Grow up and let's get through this.
Okay, I'll grow up.
Hi, I'm Harvey. I've got it.
Yeah, is that better?
Yeah.
Says has Razzied the odds that Bratan will vote to Liava, the 28-member club, when the country votes in a June referendum.
Referendum.
Oh, that's the news. You can kick that around. I'm Harvey Wehrman with Newsbreak. And you say that what's on my mind is...
Thank you very much, Harvey.
Analyze, I'll tell you it.
So,
Well, there it goes right there. So that's why we're going to have on the program today, I think it's Pastor William Rennick, right?
Yeah, we're going to have Pastor William Rennick to talk about the British pound and the whole England leaving the EU. You can tell that the financial reaction of the world is not good.
Well, look, you know, these are things that few of us understand in terms of I'm a military man. I wouldn't know what this is If I had your eyeballs in my head, you know. In fact, I'd know less.
Thank you.
In fact, if I had your brain in my head, Phil, I'd still be looking around for a banana. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm General Galen Shaw, and eat Chiquita bananas every chance you get.
And that's General Galen Shaw for the United Fruit Company.
The United Fruit?
We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Every time we go to music around here, it sounds like World War III. This is General Galen Shaw reminding you that you should get on our email list. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show email list means that you become a member of our Backstage Pass family, sort of.
Yes, if you don't have a subscription, you're not a BSP.
Well, but you can pretend like you are by getting news from our website each and every time we send out the big BSP or the Phil Hendry Show email. Not only that, give us a rating and review of the show and be sure to share our podcast on social media. I am General Galen Shaw, and there's nothing social about me, my friend.
Yeah. All right, man. Thank you very much. That was absolutely spectacular. We do have Pastor William Rennick joining us from Bellflower, California this morning. Pastor Rennick, good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Pastor.
Yes.
Do we want about the EU?
Well, now, let me tell you about the EU, European Union. The reason... Let me think. Clara's gonna clarify. I like to clarify. I'm gonna say this is a clarification from Clara. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Clara. How are you, darling?
I'm very good.
Now, Clara, what is the pastor gonna talk about?
Well, Pastor Rennick is going to talk about the European Union and England, or the United Kingdom, and why certain things will happen if they stay or they don't stay. I want you to know that we have taken a great many vacations. We did the whirlwind.
The whirlwind vacation.
I've got it. The whirlwind vacation. And then when we went to England, you know that the pastor imagined there was some kind of sexual tension.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, come on, Rennick. You're not going to play that, are you?
I'd never cheated on my wife. I want you to know that. I know that. You embarrass everyone, though.
I felt as if there was some communication, a mind transference, some guy between myself and the Queen of England. That's all I'm saying. And that doesn't mean anything other than this. I have an understanding, I believe, of British economics as well as the history of British economics and how that folds into modern times.
Yeah, okay. So what about it? Everybody calm down. Every morning, especially on Monday mornings, everybody's getting, you know, offended by the slightest little thing. All we want to know, first of all, Pastor, is where do you stand on this, or what do you think is the intelligent thing for the British people to do?
I think the best thing they can do is vote to leave the EU.
Are you out of your mind?
Get the EU. Their economy going to fall out.
Well, get a load of Dickman. And you, General, I know I have the greatest respect for you. I don't think either one of these guys are qualified to comment on this.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Wait. Go ahead.
What I'm going to say is this. I have a great respect for the great people of the United Kingdom. And I got great respect for the monarchy. And that's got nothing to do with the sexual tension. You come on with that. That I had with the Queen. Now,
just move past that because it, whether or not it exists, and yes, okay, I'm sure it does, bears very little on the present proceedings.
Oh, you think so? Because of that, because of what I would call this intangible, I understand what the Queen wants me to say. He thinks the Queen is sending him messages. I think they're not the Queen not sending me messages. But I dreamt last night, the Queen said to me, Pastor Rennick, I need you to go on a Hendry show today.
You really did?
Well, no, she didn't say go on a Hendry show. She said, but I'm kind of, you know, just sort of reworking a dream for the show. She said, I need you to go on a Hendry show.
She said she needed you to come on my show and say what?
To come on the show and say, pitch this EU and England leaving the EU because we won't ever understand where we're at, where we're coming from, where we're going. Why we were there, where we were, and why we were there. And
okay, so you're going to be telling us that the Queen of England, that the official position of the monarchy of England is to leave the EU. Now, I want to just ask a question.
Right. But hold on.
Let me ask a question.
All right, hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
I forget.
I want to ask a question.
Come on, Rennick, just let him ask the question.
All right, I'm waiting.
If the English nation, if the British nation leaves the economic union of Europe, the European Union, that means that they kind of go it alone out there in the world as a trading partner, as a prospective exporter of goods. They go it alone economically. It's not like they're leaving NATO or anything.
No. They're not going to leave NATO. They are part of, they're integral part of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. But economically, they would leave, yeah. And let me tell you something, Phil. This is the great British Empire. And don't try to tell me that they need these chumps.
Call that chump change.
Oh, yes, I do.
You call the EU a bunch of chump, and all it is chump change.
Chump change got the farthing. You know what they call, you know, a farthing is? A little British currency, and they ain't worth a, they not worth a farthing for a sugar bun.
Saw that in the Charles Lawton movie.
Yeah.
What do you mean a farthing for a sugar bun? All right, let's knock off all of this jazz, okay? First of all,
what do you mean jazz?
For all this nonsense about a farthing and a sugar bun, the British...
But then talk about a sugar bun.
Well, the sugar bun was at one time the favorite treat of English school children, and so it usually cost a farthing. Now, Charles Lawton, in a very famous film, said, not a farthing, not a brass farthing will I give you. And he was talking to a street urchin that was drooling over a sugar bun.
Yeah, great. What's that got to do with this?
Well, Phil, it has everything to do with this.
Yeah, here's what it got to do with it. The urchin, the street urchin... is the EU, all right? And Charles Lawton is England. And he's saying to the EU, I will not give you a brass farthing for your sugar bun.
The hell happened?
I got it right. Pastor Rennick just slipped out.
Yeah.
He is angry. And the reason you're angry is because you don't make any sense.
I don't make no sense. Why not?
What does that mean about a sugar bun?
Wait. So,
you see, you know what's happening to you, Rennick?
Shut up!
You go in the other room, you bad boy.
I know what.
Go in the other room.
What's going on with the Claire? Yeah, what is wrong?
He is angry over the fact that they did not replace the 7-Jet Spa. You know, remember when he got the 7-Jet Spa?
Yeah.
They did not replace the jets properly. It's day 3 that he hadn't been able to use the hot tub.
Well, that really is a fine hot of you. He's making a big deal over that.
Yes, he is. Because that's the kind of nut that I'm married to.
All right.
All right, so can you give us a paraphrasing?
Hold on. Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Phil, I'm sorry about that.
Well, so long as it doesn't happen again.
Is this Phil or is this General Shaw?
General Shaw.
I think I said sorry to Phil.
All right, we accept your apologies. Now, what's the point?
The point is this. The British Empire...
Now,
hold on for a minute.
Wait.
The British Empire is one of the most powerful empires in the world. And you know that they said if you got a navy that could go anywhere, then you got a country that can go anywhere. And that's the power of the great British Empire. And you know the song, Hail Britannia, yeah. I don't know the rest of the words.
Yeah, Hail Britannia, Britannia rule the wave. Lady diddle-diddle-diddle-dee.
Well, you carved it up, but yes, that's it, essentially.
All right. So, Hail Britannia. Britannia rule, you know, whatever they do. And
rules the waves.
Right. Now, why do they need the EU? Because all that is I was saying to Clarence saying to you earlier, a bunch of chump. And all that chump change, because what it is, you got the English Empire, and then you got a big, heavy pocket loaded down with chump change on the British Empire. That's the EU. All right?
Now, can I ask you a question?
Wait a minute. Now, I forgot again.
Can Phil ask his question?
Go ahead.
The British Empire no longer exists.
What are you trying to tell me?
Well, it does not, Pastor Rennick, not in the sense that you're saying it does.
No, British Empire, they don't have India no more. They don't have any of them colonies.
I know they don't have India no more. I got that one. I saw Gandhi. But what I'm trying to tell you...
They don't have the big, huge empire with all of those resources, with all of those naval bases, and all of those military bases, and all of that ability to import and export all the goods. It doesn't exist anymore. So when you talk about the British Empire that essentially went belly up after World War II, it isn't there. So what kind of economic pull does England have?
Hey, look, what do you mean what kind of economic pull does England have? The British Empire...
There is no British Empire.
What are you talking about? What empire?
I'm talking about the fact that they still can call them. They got the Commonwealth, don't they? Yeah. Forgot about that.
Oh, that don't mean nothing. Don't grab the phone from me. I'll grab the phone anytime I want. That doesn't mean anything. Well, I don't mean anything.
The Commonwealth is not like... They don't have to do what London says.
What? You know something? You know what you need to do, Phil? You get off the phone, sit down. Maybe you need to go to the bathroom, sit on the toilet. Get yourself a library card. Go down to the library, even with your pants down around your ankles, because that's probably how you do it anyway. Shuffle on in.
All right, I get the idea that you think that I'm so dumb, I haven't read a book on the subject. And yes, I have. Okay?
Oh, one of them history books you're always going on about. Let me tell you something.
There is no British Empire. They don't have anything economically to leverage with.
You get a load of the big word, leverage.
But hey, Pastor Rennick, you may be missing your seven-jet spa.
Oh, this got nothing to do with that, although yes. I'm a little sore in the back. I got some achy joint, things like that.
And you might not have been on a whirlwind vacation to England in recent memory, but the fact is, your information about the British Empire, it's like, forget it, man.
It's like, forget it, man, huh? Let me tell you, England has what I call credentials. England has credulity. England has the name and the brand. And my man, let me tell you what, there's no brand like Hail Britannia and all that jazz.
Well, the brand is the United Britain.
The United Kingdom.
Called the United Kingdom.
Yeah, well, but it also is United Britain or Great Kingdom.
Yeah, the Great Kingdom.
Great Britain.
Yes, Great Britain or the United...
Or the United Kingdom.
Or the United Britain or the United Kingdom, yes.
Oh, man, if you guys don't get that right, I'm going to begin to... I'm going to start tearing things up in here. I swear to God.
But relax, General. So what Great Kingdom and United Britain are going to do...
The United Kingdom...
Yes, is they have the brand. And when the European Union says, we are the European Union... Well, do you have United Kingdom? Well, no, we don't. Well, I don't want to do business with you. All you suckers, all you chumps, take a powder.
Well, the only way that the British would have any kind of a claim or have any position is if they do have the, shall we say, they have a large percentage of the whole GDP thing, you know.
Yeah, I think they make most of the money, is that what you're trying to say?
But that isn't true. You got Germany.
Well, Germany's good, but it ain't great. Germany's good, but it ain't number one.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, horse dung. Give it. Where you going? I'm going to go see if I can fix the spa.
So he's out of here right now.
Oh, that was nice of him.
Are you going to say goodbye? Goodbye. Phil, I stand with you and everyone. I think the intelligent thing to do is to wait and see. But this is something I don't care about. I don't know why we're wasting our time with it. It's just so he can blow off a bunch of steam because he don't have his seven-jet spa.
I hope the repair guy gets over there before that guy Rennick blows his top.
Well, that guy Rennick, I'm married to him.
Yeah, well, you have our condolences. Thanks very much, Clara, for at least throwing him on the line for as long as you did.
Well,
thanks very much.
Well, that is a man who lives life on the edge mentally.
No question about it. So, England, as great a country as they are, they split out of the EU. It just doesn't make any sense, man. But, you know, I don't know what's going on over there.
Who's this guy, Boris Becker?
Boris Becker?
The guy's name is Joy Boy.
What? This guy, Boris?
Boris Johnson.
What do I call him? Boris Joy Boy.
It's not, obviously, it's not it's not Joris Boy Boy.
You know,
I'm sorry, Phil.
All right, we got confused.
Boris Johnson. This guy is the mayor of London. Now, obviously, the Lord Mayor of London, or whatever the hell you call the guy, you know, he's got a lot of juice. I mean, he's got a lot of power. He's got a lot of whatever. Probably not as much as like an American mayor.
Yeah, because that's a small country. London's like a big, you know, that most of the population.
Yeah, London's got most of the population of the Europe of the United European. Or I mean, I'm sorry, of Great Kingdom.
If you call it Great Kingdom one more time.
I mean United Kingdom.
Yeah, the London mayor has always been a heavy hitter, man. What was the thing I was reading in history?
Oh, you give me this stuff about one of the London mayors in the past got a sword up his ass or something.
Oh, no, there was a famous battle that took place in the history of England, and it was precipitated by some kind of sword play or sword fight with the mayor, literally the mayor of London, and one of the opposing knights or one of the opposing forces that had come into or right up to the city limit. of London, and they were going back and forth about something, and it wasn't going well. And I think the mayor of London pulled his sword and killed this one guy, and that, you know.
Well, was it the Battle of Hastings?
No, Battle of Hastings was 1066. No. It was before that.
Oh, I see. Didn't it? Well, I'll let the guys talk about it.
Well, Margaret, you just don't throw up any name.
Well, was it Richard III?
Margaret, no. You just can't throw, like he was saying, you know, throw up any name.
The only throw up I see around here, ladies and gentlemen, is generally on the lid in the bathroom. 5 minutes before we go on the air, Phil is getting rid of whatever it was he drank the night before. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay. Now, do you want to apologize for that?
Why?
Because it isn't true.
Well,
it might be my throw up.
Your throw up?
All right, so hi, we're 5 years old. Ooh, there's throw up.
Man, you put me on.
All right, anyway, welcome to the program, folks, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up, we have, you know, Apple has this whole iPhone thing going on. Tim Cook, who's the CEO, is still not playing ball with the FBI on unlocking this phone. I don't know how anybody around here feels. How do you feel about it, Robert?
I don't know, man. I don't like the idea of the government having my... And if Apple does that, and they give it to the FBI, they're going to know.
What about you, bud?
I think they should, on account of the terrorism.
General?
Yes, I think they should. And I think this guy Cook ought to step aside because he's bugging me.
I agree with Robert. I think we are talking about our civil liberties. And that, ladies and gentlemen, one cannot trifle with.
Take them out.
At all.
Bring them in, them whole things.
Thank you, world famous Phil Hendry Show. And here's 2 Chainz. Yeah.
Son of girlfriend.
2 Chainz.
I wouldn't doubt. What it say? I could.
Right, yeah.
YSL belt buckle.
Hey, we just got a few days left for you to get yourself an annual backstage pass and get a phone date, or at least be in the running for a phone date with Bobby Dooley. Now, that ought to be worth the price of admission, man.
You out of the picture.
Excuse me, I'm coughing, and...
No lie. Yeah, you're coughing, all right.
Yeah, I'm coughing. We certainly do hope that you get yourself in the running for the phone date with Bobby Dooley. Got 5 of those, man, to give away in this month of February. Valentine's month, oh yes.
Ain't never told no lie, that's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the niggas that are trying to see a million for their...
I don't have Apple situation. Father James McQuarters has always been always an interesting guy to talk to when it comes to things in the news. Father McQuarters, this is General Shaw, and a very pleasant good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, General. It's wonderful to speak with all of you and the Phil Hendry Show.
Father McQuarters, Apple, you have an iPhone. The reason why we wanted to talk to you about this is because you'd mentioned... having that iPhone, relying heavily on it?
Yes, you do an awful lot in terms of your pastoral work.
Yes, so we speak with members of our parish, and I use text messaging. We do a lot of using the phone itself. Of course, we're staying in touch with our parish by way of the internet and so on and so forth. The iPhone has proven to be invaluable for those of us who are in the business of ministering the souls of not only the Archdiocese here, of the city of Los Angeles, but also here, our parish, Belmore Academy.
All right. So, what do you think about this?
Well, what I think about it is, move. You got to back that out. We've got a car wash going today, Phil. Back that up and move the other one in. I got Father Staley out here. He's moving cars around. We're washing cars.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're doing it for the school, huh?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a car wash, but it's actually just being Staley because the kids are in class. We had scheduled it for today, which is Monday. I thought it was going to be a day off. It's not a day off. So now we have to wash all these cars ourselves. I've got to give this interview to you. Hey, Father Staley, hold on. I got a situation here.
Yeah. You too? Kiss my ass.
Hold up, gentlemen, please.
What did I just hear the father say?
Don't worry.
You might want to take care of that.
We've got it together. Father Staley, just move the car in and the other one out. Put it in drive.
I don't think.
Put it in drive, and it goes forward. And when you put it on the R, yeah, that stands for reverse.
You gotta be kidding me.
Hold on, please. That'll back it up, yes. Just put your foot on the gas.
But
what a dick.
What happened, man?
He hit another car. You have to deal with that. I'm on the radio.
I don't know.
You have to deal with that. I'm on the... So, Phil, here's what I'm saying.
Father, we did hear you use the D word.
What, douche?
No, never mind. So what are you saying about Apple?
What I'm saying about Apple is the following thing. I think Tim Cook claims this is not a marketing move, but I think it is, and I'll tell you why. If Tim Cook allows the FBI to open up that phone, he knows there's going to be an exodus of Apple users. I know I will. I won't use it. I don't have anything to hide, and I trust and I respect the law enforcement of this country. But I'm not going to be walking around with an Apple phone when the FBI is looking at me while I'm taking a shower. I don't know what they can do, you know.
And I doubt seriously, Father, you're going to do that.
I don't know. I don't know. I'd rather be on the safe side.
Well, you don't really think. Look, the FBI is going to, if they're hacking into any phones, they're looking for something more than just turning the camera on.
If you've got some guy late at night, about 3 o'clock in the morning there at the FBI center for, you know, scoping out people's phones, I don't know what they call it, and he said, well, look at this, there's Father McCarter's taking a shower, rubbing his ass. I don't know.
Well, that's very weird.
Yeah, you better believe it's weird.
All right, so that fear being in place, what?
That fear being in place, what I'm saying is this. I would rather that Tim Cook come clean and say, I know there's going to be an exodus of Apple phone users to Samsung or somewhere else to an Android phone of some kind. And that's why I don't want to open up the phone. It's got nothing to do with protecting people's safety. I don't think Tim Cook cares about my safety any more than he cares about the man on the moon. All right?
What do you mean the man on the moon?
It's a figure. I knew, Dick. God, I knew it. I knew.
It's a figure of speech, Dickman.
A figure of speech.
It's a figure of speech.
Yeah, I get it. Figure of speech. Man on the moon, you know what that is?
No.
If you look at the forget it.
You know, we're burning daylight here.
Go ahead.
So I don't think that Tim Cook cares about people's privacy. There's this idea that if you work for Apple, you're some kind of a new age citizen of the universe, and everyone's well-being is what you care about, and you're just inventing products for the betterment of man, not because you want to make money, but because you want all of us to come together, hold hands, and, you know, pee together.
Oh, Father, that is absolutely unneeded.
Well, that's how it feels. You know,
pee together.
Yeah, that's how it feels. It feels like big. You know, I'm going to tell you, these people at Apple want the whole world to be a big circumcision.
Father, you know something. I am.
But you know what I mean.
No. I am shocked, and quite frankly repelled by you using these gutter terms.
That's not a gutter term. That's exactly what they want to do there at Apple.
All right. So Apple wants everybody to hold hands. You know.
That's right. Like it's a big circle.
If you're using the Margaret Mumble, you have to do it right. It would be a big Sanger.
Oh, is that how it goes?
All right, let's not even get into giving anybody lessons in how to do the Margaret Mumble. So the whole world is sitting there together, holding hands.
Right, cross-legged with their pants down.
And that's what Apple wants.
That's exactly what Apple wants. And they want everyone buying their products. Now, if they give out the code or they create some kind of a back door, which I know you don't like the term, Margaret, and
well, we've got a new one now, door-to-door. They were using that this morning.
God almighty. God almighty.
Well, what does that mean? Don't go into it, Father.
I'm not going to go into it. I can't believe you do that, though.
What does door-to-door mean?
You know what? The way you just said that, I think you probably engage in door-to-door. Wow. I don't know.
What are you laughing at, Henry? I don't know what I'm laughing at. I don't even know what door-to-door means. But I can tell you that it's funny.
Boy, Henry, you should have seen Phil. It's like he's on the Today Show. He's looking at himself in the camera and going, I don't even know what door-to-door means.
Well, I'll tell you what door-to-door means.
Never mind what it means. So, I forget where we were.
But we're talking about Apple.
We're talking about how Apple is not wanting to give out that, to help the FBI create this so-called backdoor. Because it will mean an exodus of users.
Right. So it's bad for business.
That's exactly right. Bad for business. And Tim Cook can say all he wants about it not being about that, about it being him caring for all of the people of the world.
Watch it.
And I'm telling you right now, that's exactly what it sounds like to me. And this is Father James. Hold on. Father James McCorders reporting, Phil.
All right, Father McCorders, I appreciate it very much. I know that you have to get back to the car wash there.
All right, I got Staley's backing it out, more. Keep going. You've got 100 yards.
I don't want to do it.
You've got 100 yards. Keep going. Keep going up for. This is going to take all day. He's got 100 yards to get back to where we're parking cars, and he's going a mile an hour. Go, man, go! All right.
Father McQuarters, thank you for your, your very considerate opinion, and we appreciate it.
All right. I'm looking at this lovely woman, 103 years old, and she's dancing with Michelle Obama and the president. Very, very lovely.
Nice, nice little... image there. All right, thanks so much.
All right, keep going, man.
Father James McQuarters, what do you think?
Well, you know, he's got a point, but I think you'd have to be a real low kind of an individual not to just come clean with something like that.
I don't know how he can come out and say to the public, well, you know, the reason why I'm really saying this is we don't want you to leave the Apple product. We want you to stay using Apple.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It would sound extremely self-serving, so you have to come up with something a little different. I don't know why it is we're not holding on to. Bud, why are we not holding on to the image from the camera?
What camera?
This one here, camera two, because this is our internet...
Oh, yeah, I know.
All right, we're going to be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We do have Larry Grover to talk with us about Bush's exit from the race. Did you see this?
Yeah, he just said, I quit. Bush got his ass handed to him.
And we got Larry Grover on to talk about that. Larry Grover, a big-time Donald Trump fan. World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
Bud Dickman here telling you about the YouTube channel, which is The Real Bud Dickman.
Yeah, the Real Bud Dickman YouTube channel is where you go and you see Bud Dickman.
No, you don't see Bud Dickman. That's what the name of the channel is. It's called YouTube.com/Real Bud Dickman, which is where you go and see videos of our show.
Yes, you can go and watch Phil performing the show and sit there with your jaw open and then say, you know what, I've got to get off this channel fast because suddenly life doesn't make sense.
Yes. So if you ever want to see something that will make you question the literal reality that you're in at the moment, go to The Real Bud Dickman channel. That's youtube.com/Real Bud Dickman and take a good long look and then thank God you ain't in that thing that you're
looking at.
That you're looking at, yes.
That's youtube.com/The Real Bud Dickman. Do it today. Yeah, I don't know what's up here, man. Well, there is Jeb Bush.
And Jeb Bush is there.
That Jeb Bush, the guy that was running for the presidency?
Yes, he was running for the presidency. And he's gone, baby. He's long gone out of the race, and that's kind of a drag for him. And I was reading an article, and I forget where it was.
Maybe online?
Yeah. Yeah, it was online.
Well,
it was in one of the newspapers, what I was trying to say.
Well, it wasn't really in a newspaper. It was in their online. It was in their internet.
Yeah, it was in their internet. Whatever. So I'm reading this article, and it was talking about how Bush thought that his ass was like on Easy Street, man. I mean, this cat had $122 million. This dude was all over it like white on rice. And the next thing you know, he gets his ass handed to him.
Now, nobody couldn't predict on Trump, man. Anybody, man, I'll tell you that right now.
And he could not predict Trump. Who could predict Trump? Nobody predicted Trump. I mean, Trump came along and...
Trump came along and he trumped everybody else, you know, to use a figure of speech. And the other thing that's interesting, I'll tell you this much. The one thing that happened in South Carolina,
Yes, no, it was North Carolina.
It was South Carolina.
All right, Phil. The one thing that happened in South Carolina is that guy Cruz got his ass kicked, and that's worth the price of admission for me.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, man. You're not going to quit.
Cruz isn't going to quit, though.
Oh, I don't care if he doesn't quit. If he wants more of the same, come on back, son. Because, you know, Trump, if there's one thing I like about Trump, he beats that guy's ass like the redheaded stepchild.
Hey!
I'm General Galen Shaw, and you go ahead and make out of that what you will. I'll be in the next room waiting. What a baby.
He really is.
Who?
You.
Thank you.
Well, Phil.
Yeah. Let's get on the phone here. To be talking about this is always fun, though, I have to tell you. We do have Larry Grover with us, and Larry is... where are you, Larry? Are you out to...
Well, Larry's golfing with Frank, right, Larry? Right, Larry? Or I was going to say, right, light, Larry?
Yeah, apparently it's Larry Grover out here at Rancho Cucamonga. Hi, honey.
All right, Frank, so you're out there with Larry.
Yeah. Now she's going to hit, and then you go ahead and talk to Margaret, okay?
Yes, sir.
Oh, God. I don't play a whole lot of golf. Boy, she sure doesn't.
I'm out here with Frank Gray. This is Larry Grover, and I'm out here to do a little fundraising for conservatives of Kern County.
And I haven't promised her anything.
All right, thank you. Can I ask, while he's golfing, can I ask a question of you, Ms. Gray?
Yes, go ahead.
He keeps calling me she, and then it hurts.
Oh, that's because he's got some kind of a ill-treated neurosyphilis.
Yes, he's got a mental condition. Other than that, he's fine.
All right. Give me the phone. What were you saying to her?
I was simply telling him about you and about your golf game.
All right. Thank you. Phil, this is Larry Grover reporting from Rancho Parca this morning. Let me tell you, what happened to Jeb Bush is indicative, I think, of what Donald Trump is going to do to the whole Republican field when all is said and done. Donald Trump has come into this, and he's come into it strong. And he has got... What's your problem?
Nothing, Frank.
Hey, let me talk to Margaret. Margaret.
Yes, Frank.
I'm just telling you, she's a wonderful guy. I like you a lot, Larry. She's a wonderful guy, but she's losing it a little bit.
Frank, just let Larry do his report.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Let me just tell you this, Phil. Donald Trump is going to work a number on this Republican field before all is said and done, and he's going to have every last one of these little Mary Janes running home to Mama because they can't take the beating that she is issuing, Oh, man.
You're doing fine. I mean, it gets confusing, you know, golfing with Frank.
It happens to people that golf with Frank.
All right. What's your problem, anyway?
Frank, I'm fine, all right? I'm doing the report. You go ahead.
Well, you're up.
Hold on. I got to hit my shot.
Yeah, you got to hit. She's got to hit her second shot. So far, she's lying three about 100 yards down the fairway. This is going to...
Hold on.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Should have seen where she hit it.
Thank you.
Don't grab the phone away from me, okay? She just grabbed the phone.
All right, Frank, it's Phil Hendry.
Hey, how you doing, young man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm better than Custer.
But just let, if you wouldn't mind, just let Larry keep the phone so we can keep doing the report.
All right, so you want me to go ahead and just leave her here in the middle of the fairway?
Yeah, in fact, would it be a terrible thing if Larry just dropped out of this hole?
What are you talking about, man? I got $50 in the hole.
Quit whining like a bitch. Boy, she's crying like she's a little girl. You're a man. So quit crying.
Yeah, okay. All right, thank you.
All right, go on, Larry.
Go on where?
Go on with what you're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. So Trump, in my view, and this is only my view,
Trump is a piece of shit.
Do you mind? Trump, in my view, is going to wipe his you-know-what with all of these candidates. Now, Jeb Bush is gone. Why is Jeb Bush gone? I'm going to tell you why. Because Donald Trump exposed the underbelly of Jeb Bush right off the bat, calling him low energy, saying that the guy didn't have it together. He was a Bush. He was this and that. And Jeb Bush could never recover from the direct assault on his horse dung candidacy. And I'll tell you, it shows you how out of the loop the Republican Party is to throw $120 million behind a guy that is so, like,
ill-equipped. Underwear.
Not underwear.
Just who is not ready.
Yeah, that'll work. I was going to say unready. For a guy who's unready.
Well, that's not a...
Okay, that's not a very good word.
Hear that word she used.
Do you mind?
Ow. I'm going to hit my... Fuck.
Ha, ha, ha! What a rotten shot.
You want to die?
No, sir.
She's begging for it.
So Donald Trump is, in my opinion, exposing and purifying this, campaign.
Now, Jeb Bush, you mentioned a big fundraiser, $120 million. How much money did he have left when he dropped out on Saturday?
The word is on the street. The word on the street and the word everywhere. In fact, is I took my plate back because all of the waiters were watching TV. I was having lunch in one of the diners in Glendale, and everybody was watching TV, so I had to take my plate back myself, and then I poured myself a cup of coffee, and then I wrote the check.
Well, where were you?
I was at a diner in Culver City, but all of the waiters were watching television, and the word was in the kitchen as I was putting my own plate in to the busboy. The word was it was $7 million that he had left.
Well, wait, hold on for a minute.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
No, wait. I asked you a simple question. What's the, you know, how much money did they have left? And you're giving me a song and a dance about taking your own coffee cup. And
I'm telling you, the word on the street, and as it turned out, the word in the kitchen at Roy's Diner in Culver City.
Okay, so not just the kitchen.
No, not just the busboy and the dishwasher. They both said this guy had $7 million left.
Now, the busboy and the dishwasher at Roy's Diner, they're clued in.
I have no idea. They both look like they're a couple of crackheads, if you want my honest opinion. So I don't even know whether to believe them.
Well, I think that number's accurate. So if I were you, I'd...
If I were you, I'd start smoking crack.
Oh, if you were me, you know...
Larry, don't do it, because your mother has given me permission that when I see you, I kick your ass around the block for drill.
You're Margaret Gray.
That's right.
Yay!
All right, so, $7 million is not a lot of bread.
No, it's not a lot of bread. And it doesn't show, he had nothing to show for it. Can you imagine that? $122 million and nothing to show for it. Now, here's the word. You know, they used to say, what's the word Thunderbird? What's the price 40 twice? I'm going to ride in my Thunderbird. Did you ever see the kid who looked like he might have a little bit of I don't want to say dwarfism, but there was a rock and roll band on the Ted Beck Original Amateur Hour, and they sang the song Thunderbird. They were called the Continentals, and the lead singer was a kid that did a variation on some sort of a black bottom Charleston and also the twist, but looked as if he might have dwarfism. Do you remember him?
Now, what are you talking about now?
Because that's the kid that said, I want to ride my Thunderbird.
That's nice, but that's got nothing to do with...
Oh, all right. Well,
you brought up something about what's the price, 40 twice?
Oh, yeah, Thunderbird. So I think what's going to happen here is those billionaires that pulled their money or gave their money to Jeb Bush, now who are they going to support?
Well, here's a question for you. How do you get guys that dumped tens of millions of dollars into a guy's campaign? How do you get those dudes now to pony up for somebody else?
How do you do it? They've got interests to be protected. Anybody that and because when you got Trump standing out there saying, I'm not taking any money from anybody, which is a load of horse dung. Yes, he is. He's taking small donations from people. You can see it right there on his website. I don't know. He's standing there. I'm the only guy that's completely self-funded. He's full of crap.
What do you mean you're the only guy?
I mean Trump's the only guy.
Well, that's not what you said, sir.
He's talking about Trump.
Is she going to hit her? Do you mind? You said that I could... oh, that's right. God. Ha, 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 ha. God, he just swung his club at me. Don't ever laugh at me. You don't swing your club at me, Frank, okay?
Frank, don't do that.
She laughed at me, and I don't like it. And don't call me she. How do you, Chuck? So, I can't believe Frank Ray just swung his club at me.
Well, when you go ha, ha, ha...
I don't care. The shot he just hit, you should have seen where she... I mean, you should have seen where she... You should have seen where... What do you call me? Nothing, sir. Hit it right into the wash. So, it's going to be very interesting, Phil.
Where do you think the money's going to go?
Boy, your voice there, Phil, you went, where do you think the money's going to go?
Forget about what my voice sounds like, okay? It's Monday.
All right, fine.
Yeah, Phil can't even get the Margaret voice good this morning.
It is a little rough, yeah.
Thank you.
I would say the money is going to go, Phil. Yes, of course, sure, okay, Rubio. Frankly, I don't think Rubio's got a snowball's chance in hell. I think Rubio comes across as unsure. He tries to sound like he's really, strong and mature. He looks like he's 5 years old. He doesn't sound like he has any real practical experience with the things he speaks of. Donald Trump is a guy, you take a look at him, he's been through it, my friend. He's been through it, and he's come out the other side. And I'll tell you what, when he comes out the other side, you can leave the toilet paper on the roll, because he's going to come out just fine, nice and clean.
What the hell?
What is with you guys?
That's...
That was a very, very unfortunate way of putting that. It was disgusting.
Coming out the other side don't need no toilet paper.
I thought that was self-explanatory. But I'm saying...
No, we understand what you're saying. But you're pitching for Trump here. And how many of those billionaires, by the way, I guess Donald Trump claims that a lot of them would like to give him money.
Oh, Trump. Hey, look, Trump's got them lining up out the door, the people that want to give him dough. Jesus. Oh, baby. So,
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks a lot, Larry. You sound like a real freak.
Hey, I'm out golfing with a guy that calls me she. So you try it.
Well, maybe in this instance, he's not too far from the truth. Galen Shaw, stick it.
Thank you.
Larry Grover, ladies and gentlemen, with his view on what's going on there with the Jeb Bush campaign, which doesn't exist anymore, as you know, but what does exist is a whole lot of money.
There are a lot of billionaires and millionaires and multi-billionaires and people with money that no longer are giving it to Jeb Bush.
Yeah, but you don't want to keep their money this time.
Well, you know, right there, Dickman said it. If I was one of those guys, I'd say, you know what, I'm stepping out of this one.
No, there's too much at stake. There's too much at stake. But you know what's nice about this? Now we see, for all of its glory, the money game in campaigns. Now you're going to see it. Those dudes are not going to give their money to anybody that isn't going to play the game the way they want them to. Keep an eye on who the guys are with the cash. Keep an eye who they give their money to. And then you pretty much can be assured that that candidate is going to be in the pocket of that dude, man. I mean, it's just the way the game is played, all right?
Well, the world-famous Phil... Oh, are you... world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Sampra Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. I'm Margaret Gray. Join us again tomorrow. We will see you tomorrow. What a beautiful, beautiful day it's been in the City of the Angels.
Only we're about 40 miles north of that.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive...
We already did that.